All right, this first post reads, I had to update my driver's license photo at the DMV, and I complained that I looked terrible in it, and the guy said, lady, that's literally exactly what you look like. And now my day is ruined.
Man, that was uncalled for. He understands what this woman wanted.
I think you're overestimating what a DMV worker can give.
She just wanted another chance. That's all she wanted. She didn't ask him to not do anything outside of his job. Just press the button one more time, bro.
He's tired. He's not here for makeup checks. And you got some lipstick on your teeth. Mm-hmm. Let's do a reshoot.
Okay.
He's not here for that.
First of all, a DMV photo is way too important.
Yeah, they should have makeup and hair.
There should be a trained photographer there.
I agree.
You know, studio lights.
I agree.
The line outside your door should be to take the photo.
Should be for that.
This is a photo I have to live with for the next 7 years.
I think as long I've had my same photo for at least 30 years.
This is Nosy Neighbors. I'm Chinadu Wanaka.
And I'm Candace Thompson.
And we'll be breaking down the most absurd neighborhood posts we can find on the Citizen and Nextdoor apps.
And where else do we look, though? Because we don't stop there.
We don't stop there.
We've been looking specifically at the DMV.
In the break room under the old Lunchables.
Because they definitely have lots of old Lunchables DMV break
just
room.
Just piling up. I checked that one Aladdin movie they got. I put that in, make sure ain't no posts in the movie.
Is that where they put the...
The training video?
And the sexual harassment.
All that. You said sexual harassment?
Sexual. That's where you sexually harass a woman with a saxophone.
Could you get this instrument out my ass, ma'am? Thanks. That will be great. Disclaimer.
Disclaimer.
This podcast features our thoughts and opinions on interesting stories from the internet to your neighborhoods.
All riffs are for comedic purposes only.
Do not try this at home.
We had to tell them.
We had to tell them.
This episode is brought to you by Tinder. You matched, chatted, vibe checked. Now it's time to meet IRL. So what's stopping you? Tinder is making dating safer and easier with their excellent safety features, like Share My Date, the best way to let your friends know your plans, while Moonlight allows you to discreetly call emergency services, and Are You Sure will prompt people to think twice before sending a potentially harmful message. Explore all of the possibilities for yourself. It starts with a swipe. Download Tinder today.
This episode is brought to you by Smart Food Popcorn. Some decisions aren't the best, like skipping ahead in your favorite podcast. Think of all the banter you'll miss, the lore in the making. Luckily, Smart Food Popcorn is a no-brainer. Deliciously tasty and available in a variety of fun flavors. It's a smart decision every time. Smart Food. Add smart. To learn more, visit smartfood.com.
It was rude.
Yeah.
It was rude. You saying that's literally exactly what you look like.
If that's the problem, sir, because how I look and how I look when I look my best are two different things. I think people at DMV should just understand that it's a very serious photo. The least you could do is just let me get another shot.
Just be kind.
If I ask for it.
And also, I think that she shouldn't let a guy who works at the DMV ruin her day. You know?
Yeah.
People are going to say what they say, but how you react, that's on you. Wow. Don't let a DMV worker ruin your day.
Can't lie, Candace. You have grown since we started this show.
Thank you.
Because usually...
I meditated this
the morning. Littlest thing can ruin your day.
Normally, I would have fought this dude.
Oh, Candace, you're like, man, you should have pulled a knife on his ass. That was me. I'd be damned. Look at Candace. I'm growing on you, man.
Namaste.
There you go. I'd love to see it.
All right, let's get into our first segment. This is where Chinadu and I discuss what's going on in our own neighborhoods.
What's going on in your neighborhood, Candace?
Oh, you want me to go?
Hey, I'll go first. I'll go first. Okay, go first.
Wait, hold on. No. Somebody posted, what are y'all grateful for? Mm-hmm. And I made a pause between great and full because that's how she spelled it. Great, G-R-E-A-T, uh-huh. Space. Full, F-U-L-L. And then she wrote, can you believe for having a typo, people start bullying?
Tell me she spelled bullying right.
She spelled that wrong, too. But, you know, she asked the question, what are y'all grateful for? Uh-huh. And someone wrote my dictionary.
Well, I'm going to assume she didn't make a mistake, and I'm going to answer the original question.
Okay.
I'm great and full.
And full. You're always full.
I'm always
full.
You're
constantly talking about food and eating food.
I think people shouldn't bully people on the neighborhood apps, man. You know?
Yeah, but was that bullying?
Obviously, she's sensitive, man. All right? It's not me to judge what's bullying. Okay? If it hurt her feelings, then it's bullying.
No, it's not.
Okay? She's acting us nicely to ignore my lack of spelling. Okay? She can be dyslexic. That don't mean she can't use apps.
Yeah, I'm not here for bullying, but I am here for little casual jokes.
For
I am
sure.
Here for that.
100%. Look, man, she did her best. The least we could do is answer her question.
So wait, what were you grateful for? You said you're great and you're full?
Yeah, I'm great and I'm full. She's asking if I'm great and I'm full. I'm usually great and full. There are some times I'm not feeling as great.
Usually when you're great after you're full.
Yes.
That's
a good point. I am feeling a lot greater when I'm fed. How about you, Candace? When do you feel your greatest?
or my fullest.
Are your fullest?
I feel my greatest when I'm recording this podcast.
Okay,
you know?
There you go.
And my fullest. I will also
your
say
heart
when
is
I'm
full.
Recording. Yeah, but yes, my heart is very full when I leave this studio.
Yeah, man. I have that effect, you know? Congrats. Well, in my neighborhood, there's a lot going on. The post reads, exceptional kindness in Westchester while shopping. I stood in a short checkout line yesterday at Trader Joe's. Only one lady waiting in line ahead of me. She noticed an older man in the next line and she invited him to go ahead of her up to the checkout stand. But first, she also turned around to me standing behind her and asked me if it was okay to let him go ahead of us. She said, I'm not in any hurry. So would you like to go ahead of me too? I answered, no. I'm happy to say I'm not in a hurry. She hailed from England and we chatted about doing neighborly things. Thank you to all our nice neighbors. Now,
yes.
The reason this post stood out to me, because I've been in a situation recently where the lady did the first part, but not the second part. Okay?
She wanted someone else to cut.
She offered somebody to cut, but
didn't
ask the people behind them, hey, if this is okay.
Yeah.
Because if I'm behind you, it's a group vote down.
Yeah. No, for sure.
When this happened to me recently, I was at the airport.
Oh.
I'm trying to make a connected flight.
What were you in line for?
I just want orange.
I didn't know if you were going to get a full meal, like ribs. For breakfast.
Ribs in the airport? That's heavy. Like, you're taking a real strong risk.
Look, I look at everybody who drinks coffee on a plane, mm-hmm. like that's risky.
That is, yeah.
Because we all know what coffee does.
Yeah.
And the people who are walking around like, you want some coffee? The flight attendant, you want some coffee? I'm looking, no. And there are people that are like, yeah, can I get a refill?
Right.
And I'm like,
yeah, this is like, why is this an option?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the last thing I'm drinking on a, first of all, it's going to make you pee regardless, even if it doesn't make you go, you know, boo-boo.
Yeah.
It's going to make you, it's a diuretic.
Yeah, you,
it's
didn't have to, make, you didn't have to say it.
Boo-boo?
Yeah. You're right, though, because I don't know if you ever walked out of a plane, went straight to a bathroom.
Of course.
You ever looked at your face? Like, your forehead is super oily. It's a fart residue.
Oh.
That don't
I
have, it has nowhere to go.
Didn't think that. You know, one time, since we're dropping flexes,
okay.
I flew from Cincinnati to L.A., held a fart the whole entire time.
Did you go to the hospital after to make sure nothing's damaged inside internally?
No. I exploded when I as soon as I stepped on the tarmac.
How did we get here? It's supposed to be a DMV episode.
Oh, we didn't even announce that yet.
Oops. Hey, guys, special episode today. This episode is a DMV episode. That's right. There's so many posts on these apps about the DMV just being treacherous. And we just wanted to dedicate an episode to address the stories.
Yeah, we were like, let's compile all of them into one episode.
Why not?
And if you're at the DMV, this would be a great episode to listen to.
Yeah, don't use headphones either. Let everybody else listen
to it,
too. So they can understand we talking shit about them.
All right, next up, we have Neighborhood Watch. This is where we love to dive and dig and drill.
What type of drilling instruments?
Dental drills.
Dental drills, yes.
I like groundhogs because they will drill with their hands into the ground.
Send them down to go find some posts.
We should also say that no animals were harmed.
During the training.
Exactly.
Of the post digging.
Correct.
This first post reads, a man crashes into the DMV while on his way there for a driving test.
A 33-year-old man was on his way to the DMV in Greeley, Colorado to take his driving test and crashed into the building instead.
He told police that he hit the gas pedal when he meant to hit the brake, crashed through a plate glass window, and damaged a support wall at the DMV.
The man, who only had his learner's permit, was with a licensed driver at the time of the crash. Thankfully, no one was injured.
He was cited for careless driving and will appear in court first before it's determined if he can still get his license or not.
Do you think he should still get his license?
I think so. I think he'll fit right in with the other
drivers. Everybody else who crashed into the DMV that day.
But I think this guy should get his license because when you get in an accident, you become the best driver in the world for at least another year.
Yes.
Before you start doing stupid shit again. Yeah, you're more cautious. So I think.
Because you've been traumatized.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The fact that this is his first experience behind the wheel and he crashed through a glass and a wall.
A support wall.
He might become a DMV instructor one day. We might be looking at a young DMV. Well, he's 33. Keep forgetting this man is a grown ass man.
Too young.
Yeah.
But I feel like his picture might be on the wall at some point.
Oh, for sure. He has to leave Greenlee. I don't think that place is big enough for him to ever live this down. That's for sure. He has to get the fuck out of Greenlee. Because he's the most exciting thing to happen to that city, I'm sure, in a very long time.
I remember when I was taking my driver's test. The guy who was working at the DMV was hitting on me.
Oh, no.
I just remember him being like, as I'm taking the test, like, oh, you're thick. I was
like, oh, my God.
I'm not making this up. He's like, I'm worried my daughter's going to end up looking like you. And she's going to have to beat all the dudes up. And I was just like, sir?
Yeah.
As I'm trying to drive through cones.
Just be sexually harassed while you try to pass the test. Did you pass?
Yeah, I passed.
Yeah, okay.
I'm thick and I could drive.
There you go. T&D. His next post reads, a woman's driver's license arrives from the DMV with a picture of an empty chair on it.
A Tennessee woman named Jade renewed her license online, received it by mail, and to her surprise, the photo only showed an empty chair, not her.
The lady at the DMV did not really believe me when I was like, hey, I need my license fixed. Then she looked it up in the system and goes, oh, I need my manager for this.
The photo of the chair was taken accidentally and ended up being the focal point of the license because it was the last photo taken and saved to her file, the Tennessee Department of Safety and Homeland Security said.
But Jay said she wasn't upset by the mistake. Instead, she said it lightened the mood amidst these COVID times, provided her and her coworkers with a few laughs.
My boss thinks it's funnier than anyone, Jade added. I was at work and he pointed to a chair outside of his office door and was like, I thought this was you. I waved at it this morning. I mean, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, that is pretty cool. But Jade's not fooling me. She's a ghost.
Oh, or a vampire because they don't show up in photos either.
Exactly, yeah. She's a vampire. She thinks she's slick. Hey, guys. You guys
just took a picture of a chair.
Every year.
Weird.
She has to take a picture. She does it at different DMV, so they think it's an accident.
So they don't catch on.
Yeah, she's a damn vampire. She won't rest until she kills everybody. The only people she don't murder is at her job. That's it.
That's like the first people I would murder.
You can't.
Who likes their coworkers?
I really believe Jay's a vampire, though.
She could very well be. Where was this?
Tennessee.
Tennessee? They have vampires.
Yes.
Yeah.
Football towns have a lot of vampires.
Why is that?
People just become vampires in football towns because I think vampires hate noise like that. And so that's where they find a lot of their victims. And so a lot of the town become vampires.
So they go someplace where they're obviously annoyed.
To bite the loud ones.
Okay, that's making more sense now. At first I was like, this doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, they bite the loud ones and now they're vampires.
Yeah, that makes sense.
You know, it's only so many fans you could bite.
This is true.
Before you fool, because football fan blood is filled with a lot of carbs.
More filling.
Hot dogs, beer.
Yeah, their blood is thicker.
Oh, yeah.
From all the grease.
Vampires be stuffed.
From the pretzels.
They're like, bruh.
And the nachos.
I think that last guy had diabetes. I feel sick.
He gave me diabetes. Can a vampire get diabetes from eating someone who had diabetes?
Yeah.
Is that how it works? Have you not seen the headlines of the vampires that have been dying of type 2 diabetes?
Like, man, we got to get the fuck out of America.
Type 2 diabetes by proxy?
It happens all the time, believe it or not.
All right, this next post reads, sick of his local DMV wasting his time, a Virginia man paid his car sales tax with pennies. Mm.
A Virginia man who had been fighting with the local DMV for months about where to register his car decided to pay his $2,987.40 tax bill in pennies.
After calling, being left on hold for an hour, and finally making a Freedom of Information Act request for the direct DMV number, things escalated and he took the issue to court.
It was reported that the man hired 11 people for 4 hours at $10 per hour to help him break open the rolled coins the night before he delivered them. He also bought 5 wheelbarrows to transfer the coins, which cost him another $400.
It took the DMV staff more than 12 hours to count the coins. Several employees had to stay late to finish the count.
See, this is a type of petty that would kill you.
Yeah, you're pissing off a lot of people.
Pissed off a lot. And yourself. You know, to be that bad.
It's not worth it to me.
It's not good for your health.
Yeah, it's not worth it to me. I was expecting when I first heard this story, I was like, his sales tax is probably like $300, mm-hmm. you know, but thousands, almost $3,000 worth. Then you had to go get that in pennies.
Pennies. He needed wheelbarrows to give you an idea how many pennies
he paid for the wheel. So he's out of pocket now. He's got to pay these people that are unraveling the coins. He's paying them $10 an hour and he paid $400 too for the wheelbarrows. And he's also paying, coming out of his pocket with the almost $3,000.
Easily. But if you got the money, then go ahead, get your revenge.
If you have the pennies?
If you could afford it.
I guess.
If you got the time, look, rich people got a lot of time on their hands.
We don't even know if he's rich. He could have just been really angry, and this could have been his last $3,000.
He's definitely rich. This man took time to hire 11 people.
He could have hired. He's only paying them $10 an hour.
He could have hired 2 people, gave them more time. Well, he said, nah, man, let's get more help.
I mean, to me, the penny thing, I would have rather him do something more rash.
Like get some like some poison ivy. Put
I
on
mean,
his skin.
It's kind of the person that I am.
That the kind of rash you talking about?
Put some X-Lax or a little laxative in they drinks when they not looking.
I like that.
That's what I'm talking about.
Taking a lot of bathroom breaks.
Yeah.
If you really hate your job, a bathroom break is a gift from God.
That and people that get smoke breaks.
Yes, yeah,
I've always
breaks.
Felt that was unfair, that they take breaks every 15 minutes, and I don't just because I don't smoke.
Hey, like, so how'd you get hooked up on cigarettes, Grandma? Well, they wouldn't give me my time off.
So I just picked up this habit.
Started smoking
this
cigarettes.
Disgusting habit, so I could get more time off.
I'll show y'all. Knock a few years off my life.
I guess I could. If you really wanted to, you could pretend to have mud butt and run to the bathroom every 15 minutes.
Depending on how dedicated some of these bosses are. They're like, all right, let me go smell it. See if you're telling the truth.
Get out of here.
I know some bosses are like, hey, man, it's the third time I went in there after your little mud butt. Smell like flowers. Feel like you lied to me. Either that or you're shitting daisies. Not right. Well, this has been a blast, Candace, would you say?
Yeah, blast is the word I would maybe use for that. Yeah,
oh,
sure.
Would you use maybe a bigger blast? More like an explosion? Would you agree?
It was more of an explosion for me than just a regular old blast.
I would
go
with that. This has been such an explosion today. Luckily, we'll be doing this every week.
Every week.
So if you guys want to, partake in the silliness, then hit our IG and Twitter bios and send us some stories.
The link in the bios.
Yeah, the
even
link.
Better.
It's there for real this time.
We've just been, bluffing this whole entire time. Until now, the links are there.
Where can they get your links, Candace?
My social media is Jokes by Candace.
Mine is Chinedu Unaka on Instagram. That's Chin Edu, UNAKA, or on Twitter at Chinedu Comedy. Candace, You know what time it is, man.
I do know what time
it
is.
One of our favorite segments.
It's my personal favorite segment.
Explain the segment, Candace, for the people.
Oh, man. This is where Chinadu and I have a comedy friend who we enjoy and we knew you would enjoy. So they share a nice neighborhood story that's either silly, could be uplifting, could be dramatic.
And tonight's guest, you could see his comedy special on Comedy Central, on Paramount Plus, and also he has a mixtape coming out called Elusive. Put your virtual hands together for our man, Josh Johnson. Josh, are you there?
He hung up.
Yeah, I'm here. Wouldn't it be funny if the call dropped? Like, that'd be amazing, actually.
It happens.
Wouldn't be the first time.
Wouldn't be the first time. So, Josh, tell us a neighbor story that you just will never forget.
All right. So, I live in Bed-Stuy in Brooklyn.
That's where my dad is from.
One of my, I guess, my favorite memories of living here, there was one day where I was just going for a walk, because for a long time, that's all you could do. Mm-hmm. You could, like, go for a walk. Everything was closed, you know.
Yeah, the quarantine got us, reintroduced us to walks again.
Because here's the thing. There's a lot of hipsters here, a lot of people who are trying very hard to be interesting.
Mm. And sounds like Candace, man. What? That's why she went vegan.
Shut up.
She needed something to talk about, you know?
It's my whole personality.
There was a guy on a unicycle, which already,
hilarious.
You're doing the most. They made bikes. They're way easier. They're way more normal. But I get you want to stand out, right? I got to watch the blessing of a unicycle accident.
Yes.
Because it was a guy on a unicycle that ran into another guy on a unicycle.
Oof. Only New York.
It was so beautiful, too, because one guy saw the other guy coming. I don't know what the other guy was doing to where he didn't see who was coming right at him. Like, it must have been like crashing into a mirror, because basically, first guy on the unicycle, the guy I saw is just like riding, enjoying the day, like just living like a peaceful hipster life. And then the other guy is maybe going a little faster, but he's the one that's actually nosing there's about to be a collision. So my man is like, hey, 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 hey. Or just yelling all the hays, right? It's all to no avail, because then they crash into each other. And what's amazing is that they crash so perfectly that they get like full contact on each other. And they actually, like, as they rush into each other, they scissor in the air and then fall down. And it's like, wow. What an incredible journey that was, that you could just go for a unicycle ride and you would actually run into another person on a unicycle. Like, those are lottery odds. Like, right before they fell, that was a bike.
Oh, right. It was a whole bike.
Yeah, for like 3 seconds, it was a bike. That is true.
It was a tandem bike.
Yeah. I do have one more that I think is like in the vein of what we're talking about.
Okay.
Jump in.
Yeah.
So I was coming back from a show late at night.
On a unicycle.
No, never. Never me. Never that. Never me. Don't put that evil on me.
Don't you put that evil on me.
You know, I'm coming back from a show, and it's just me and this other woman on the street that we're walking down, and she's on the phone, and she is letting someone have it. Like, someone is finding out everything they will ever need to know about themselves over this phone, because she's going in so hard. And I don't know if it's like a coworker or a boyfriend. I don't know what's happening. All I know is that she's like fully laying into them. And you know how in New York there's like sidewalks that have the grates?
Yes.
She's walking and she's in these heels. And then as she's walking the heels, I don't know. It was like it was almost like a unicycle thing, because it was such a perfect moment for it to happen.
Oh, no.
That I couldn't even believe it actually was happening as I was watching it. But as she's like yelling, which is how I even noticed her, she steps onto the grate.
Oh, no.
And like she's in heels, and like she must have just kept in step so quickly that both heels got stuck in the grate, right? And so both of her heels are stuck, and so she just starts falling backwards, but she is like fighting it. So she's like falling very slowly, because her heels are hooked in. The heels didn't break. They're just hooked into the grate. And so now she's doing, like, you remember that Michael Jackson lean?
Yeah, of course, from Smooth Criminal.
So she's doing that, but backwards.
But unintentionally.
Right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And so then she sort of like softly like plops to the ground, I'm walking up closer, and as I'm getting closer, I realize that she's like freaking out, not in a way of like, oh no, I can't believe I'm stuck. It's just clearly the straw that has broken the camel's back in her day.
Yes,
because
yes,
she's
yes.
just screaming and swinging. Like, oh, she's just no. like
swinging.
Right? Like, it's like it's like she's trying to fight the gray just out of the genuine frustration of having fallen, I guess.
Yeah.
So now that I'm getting closer, I'm terrified of getting close. I don't want to get closer at all. I thought about turning around, but this is the way home. So I like have to keep walking.
Right.
But then I was like, as I was getting closer, I was like, oh no, I can't believe this is like happening. But then I finally get close enough to speak. And then I'm just
Wait,
like,
so she's still hey. On the floor, correct?
Yeah. Yeah.
Why didn't you just help her up?
I was like, do you need some help?
Assistant.
And then she was like, no.
Yeah. Of course.
Yeah, at that point.
I did this on purpose.
Let me finish. Yeah.
And I was like, are you sure? And as I'm asking, are you sure? Whoever she was on the phone with is like, hello? Hello? Because, like, the phone's still going. Like, it didn't drop the call just because she fell.
And so they heard everything.
I don't know why, but instead of just rolling over and grabbing the phone with the opposite hand, she tries to, like, flick the phone into her hand with the closest hand that she has there, which just makes the phone drop through the grate.
Oh, no. What a day.
And I'm like, are you sure? But then she's also... She is just freaking out because the phone fell through. And so she's like, no. And I'm like, oh, okay. Mm. And I just start to walk. And I'm like, are you sure? And I just keep saying, are you sure?
Are you sure?
And I keep walking.
So legend has it, she could still be in them crates. We don't even know.
That person's still on the phone.
Very...
Hello?
Hello?
That's insane.
Well, you know, I will say, as a person who has definitely experienced instant karma, I'm going to go ahead and say she probably had done something during the day that this was just like, it was just instant karma for her. You know, like whatever energy she was giving off during the day absolutely came back to her all at once in that moment.
I don't know, man. Random stuff like that when you be on
the
best
behavior.
Nah,
man, not like that. Not when you both. This is some Final Destination shit.
I promise you that those crates have taken down many of hills in its day.
Nah, man. I'm telling you right now, that series of events.
You think it was payback?
It was. Yeah, she did something. Well, you heard the way she was giving it to somebody on the phone, right, Josh? So she was giving it to somebody.
Something that takes like that level of essentially like metaphysical improbability happens.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
I'd like to think the person deserves it.
Yeah.
If something so random were able to happen, I'd like to think that this person did something.
Yeah, the only thing that was missing was a bird flying by and pooping on her face.
Mm. Yeah.
The only thing that was missing from this scenario. This was Final Destination 100%.
It's also like all in the matter of like 3 minutes.
Yes.
Like it's like it started happening almost as soon as I heard this person yelling ahead of me. I was like, oh wow, that's I'd hate to be on the other end of that. Oh my gosh. And then, you know, I'm also, like still walking up and I'm like, do you need some help? They're like, no. And I'm like, oh, okay. And the phone falls. And she's like,
well, you should probably go back and check on her. She's still there.
I mean, I truly hope not. It has been some time.
Right. Yeah, me too.
It's been months. No, anyway, Josh, that was amazing. Thank
you. That was incredible.
Thank you for sharing. Now, we have a question for you. We have a segment called our Karen of the Week Award, and that's where we award a Karen for being extra Karen, and we wanted to see if you would stick around and riff with us during it.
Yeah, sure.
Perfect. We will be right back after this break.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And we are back. Now it is time for Karen of the Week, KOTW. Candace, what is a Karen on this show?
It's basically a person who we've called out for being all types of rude, possibly racist.
Raggedy. A lot of R words.
All the R words.
The post reads, a lawsuit targets a ban on a come on you whites license plates.
Like you put the emphasis on the whites.
It's in quotes. A soccer fan says that a lawsuit that the California Department of Motor Vehicles violated his First Amendment rights by rejecting a personalized license plate he said would celebrate his favorite team.
The man applied for a plate that would read COYW, which is an acronym for the slogan, Come On You Whites, used by supporters of London-based Fulham Football Club, according to the federal lawsuit filed in Los Angeles. Fulham players wear white jerseys.
Who found this story? Court filings state, in denying the proposed plate, the DMV said the abbreviation could have racial overtones and carry connotations offensive to good taste and decency.
According to the man who, as it turns out, is a lawyer and constitutional scholar, said the department's rejection of the application violated his right to freedom. So, yeah, he's now suing because he wants this license plate that says, come on, you whites.
Now, it doesn't say that. It only says COYW.
That is correct.
Which could mean anything.
That could mean anything.
California omelet yolk water. Nobody knows.
Which is my favorite breakfast.
You see that? It sounds like you eat that every day. This California omelet. Who ordered the California omelet yolk water? That was me.
It was me.
I mean, I feel like the thing that screws them here is the fact that we don't care about soccer.
Yeah.
There's so many layers to it. Because first of all, no one actually would know what the license plate stood for.
At all.
Because a lot of license plates have random letters.
Facts.
So it's already like a weird, I don't know why they didn't just let him have it and he could keep that little secret to himself.
Right.
Then second is like, we know so little about soccer.
Yeah.
That even for him, if he explains it, he's still going to have to go into like a 5-minute story about why it has nothing to do with the Capitol riot.
Facts.
And so it's like, that thing is not worth it. And then the third thing is like to sue for it. It's like, I guess, you know, if you're a lawyer, you know how lawsuits go. Mm-hmm. But I imagine lawsuits just kind of take time and attention, and you have to remember the
Too
court date and stuff
yeah.
like that.
And I think he might be white.
It would be the best if he was black.
If I have a my license plate, come on, you blacks, that's my business.
Yeah, I agree. It sounds like he's just motivating white people to be better.
That's all. Come on, you whites.
Come on, you white people, get together.
I'm sick of minorities being nervous around me.
Yeah. So it sounds like he's not our Karen. On a 1 to 10 scale, he's going to be on the lower end of it because he wasn't really in the wrong.
I mean, the Karen part of it, I think, is, you know, actually fighting the state.
I mean, the lawsuit makes it feel weird. Like, the lawsuit is a little bit like, wow.
Well, the lawsuit is stupid. Yes, we all agree. It's
for
stupid.
It to get to a lawsuit,
waste of time.
I mean, there was some kind of Karen situation.
Well, he's a lawyer. So I'm sure that was like his first response was, this is, you're violating my freedoms. He just was like, I'm going to just take this to litigation.
My man also just probably goes to court every day. He figured he'd drop it off. Because it's not like if you and I like do a lawsuit, because we don't know really
what
how
we're doing.
I'm assuming we all don't know how to do a lawsuit. And so if it would be different for him, doing a lawsuit is like how roasting is for us.
It's very
Does that
easy.
Make sense? It's,
yeah.
It's very easy. And we're already about to do it anyway.
He's
when
like,
we
I'm
go
going
to work.
To work.
So then it's nothing. It's nothing to just do one.
Right.
That's
fill out this
point.
Extra paperwork right here. I got the papers right here.
His papers are right there.
Yeah.
It's next door.
Yeah.
That's a good, yeah. That's yeah. that's nothing but a 2 clicks away for him.
From 1 to 10, Josh, we like to rate our Karens on a scale of 1 to 10. What would you give this Karen, 1 being not so much of a Karen, 10 being the most Karen?
Here's the thing. I think a 5 because you did file a lawsuit. So
you
it's
did.
Like that's the most managerial thing.
You did.
That's true. But to your point, a lawsuit. You know, it's right next door. It's not a big time commitment he had to pull there. Probably had to call in a quick little favor to the judge down the street that was at his family barbecue last weekend. So I'm going to hit him with a 1.5. I think this is the lowest Karen we ever had on the show.
I think it is a low Karen. I'm going to go ahead and just say, yeah, I'm going to give him a 1. Yeah. Yeah. I'm not offended by any of this.
Yeah, I'm not either. Could have been worser things on the back of that license.
100%.
I want to let the people know once again that Josh has an incredible mixtape called Elusive. So please check that out. And also check out his Comedy Central special on Paramount Plus.
And where can people find you online, Josh?
So if you're looking to catch up with me on Instagram, it's Josh Johnson Comedy. And on Twitter, I'm at Josh Johnson. Facebook, if you still use it, I'm at Josh J Comedy. And then on TikTok and YouTube, I'm Josh Johnson Comedy. And there I post clips of my podcast and like all the stuff I'm working on.
Perfect.
Boom.
Thank you for stopping by, dear.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
No doubt.
You were great. Enjoy the rest of your night.
You too.
Thanks, dear. Bye.
We have a new segment for the people today.
Oh, what is it?
Well, because it's the DMV episode, this title fits. What is it called, Candace? Tell the people.
Am I the asshole?
That's right. A-I-T-A. Am I the asshole?
It's a question I have to ask myself daily.
I think it's important for people to ask themselves that
a little
question.
Self-reflection is important.
Keeps you grounded, because sometimes you are the asshole.
This post reads, am I the asshole for ruining the rice that my boyfriend cooks with by consolidating the multiple bags of rice, which he claims are different, into a single container?
I, a 26-year-old female, moved in with my boyfriend, a 23-year-old male, earlier this year. He is kind of disorganized, so I tend to have to tidy things up a lot.
So yesterday, I decided to consolidate all of the rice by getting a huge tub to put all of the rice in. I dumped all three bags in there and put it in the pantry. When I texted my boyfriend and told him where I put the rice, he completely freaked out and said that I ruined the rice. He texted me that I can't mix basmati rice with jasmine rice, but it's all just white rice. I don't see how it's any less edible. When he came home, he just started yelling at me, and it was really hurtful because I was doing him a favor. Am I the asshole here?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, for sure.
This is easy.
This one is, I'm glad we agree.
The jury has deliberated and we have come to a conclusion.
In a record-breaking time, the jury has deliberated in 10 seconds that yes, you, young lady,
are the asshole.
Are the asshole. This guy,
capital A,
asked you nicely.
Don't mess with my rights.
And you can tell he was pissed because she told him at work.
Yes.
He probably lived 4 hours, plenty of time to get over it. He still got hoes like, where are you?
He was.
Why the fuck would you do that? Just ruined his day. Like, bro, why you see your energy's all off? You got a big presentation. It's motherfucker, Mr. Ice.
This is how villains get made.
Nah, facts. Definitely could be somebody's origin story. They're going to break up. They're not going to make it. Let's just be clear about that.
Oh, no, because she just sounds obstinate.
Yeah, she just sounds like she loves a reaction.
Yeah. You know,
she likes to see him mad.
Just like, how can I piss him off today?
Yeah. Let me see how much he loves me.
I need some attention. Let me mix these olives together.
If he really loved me, this wouldn't bother him too much. Let's see where his love is. I feel like she was trying to see if he's really the one, you know? Because sometimes you can get along with a person so much, you're like, I need to make a fake argument to see this
just
person.
As a test. Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah, yeah.
She was like, if he leaves me over me remixing the rice, even though he asked me not to do this
the one.
30 times, then he can't handle my true self. When I finally get exhausted.
If you can't handle me at my rice mixing worst, then you don't deserve me at my rice mixing best. That was a quote from Marilyn Monroe.
Oh, wow. I felt that. You know she's been there. Well, Candace, I had a lot of fun today.
Man, the funnest.
What did you learn?
I learned... If you want to pass your DMV test, you shouldn't crash into the DMV. That's the quickest way to not pass the test, I would say.
I think so, too. I think it's a memorable way not to pass, though.
For sure.
You know?
Although you'll be talked about for many years to come. What did you learn?
What did I learn today?
I mean, you already know a lot, so it's hard for you to learn anything during any of these episodes.
That's right, because I am great and I'm full of knowledge. So I do know a lot, and it is hard to squeeze anything else in there.
But you have plenty of space in that head.
Yes, that is true. It comes with a lot of square footage. But I did learn today that there are grown people out there that don't know the differences of rice.
Yeah.
And you can't mix rice together. You know, still not over that. But I forgive this person, and I hope her boyfriend can find it in his heart to forgive her, too. But I hope she learns from this.
I do, too.
I think this guy needs to take greater lengths. I think he needs a lock.
He should put the rice loose in the cabinets and then just let her open up the cabinets, and then the rice just falls on her.
Just reduce the quality of rice that you cook for her from now on. Just make her really soggy, soaked. The rice is moonwalking on the plate.
I love that we've come up with at least 17 ways to torture this woman with rice. And now our job is done.
Yep. Nosy Neighbors comes out every Thursday, only on Spotify. Be sure to hit that follow button on Spotify so you never miss an episode. Nosy Neighbors with me, Chidadu Adaka.
And me, Candace Thompson.
Is a Spotify original podcast. We executive produce the show. Thank you to our lead producer, Allison Johnson, and our producer, Courtney Gilbert. Matthew Cilelli edits the show. Cadelia Stradwick does writing and research for us. Our executive producer from Spotify is Gina Dalvec. And special thanks to Robert Adler, Dan Behar, Casey Simonson, Kelly Cow, and Tierra Darnell. Make sure to follow Nosy Neighbors only on Spotify.